And now a little audio quiz. Can you identify this sound? No, that's not a Harley Davidson or the sound your stomach might make when it's all stressed out. It's a haddock. That's right, a fish. One marine biologist claims that sounds are the key to understanding of fish behavior and could help protect many fish species. So this morning, WBUR's Beenish Ahmed introduces us to Cape Cod's Fish Listener.
We just heard a tall tog. His purr, purr.
Rodney Roundtree leans over the edge of the Kachuit Town Dock on Cape Cod, where he's dropped underwater microphones to channel fish chatter into his laptop. He says a lot of fish make noise to call out to each other.
Some of the calls, like the toadfish and the cuskill calls, are advertisement calls. So they're calling for a female.
You call those advertisement calls?
That's exactly what they're called. Scientists call them advertisement calls. They're males advertising for a female.
The term makes sense. Fish use advertisement calls a lot like listings on online dating sites.
The female actually can get a lot of information from the call. She can tell roughly what size the fish is, and there's some indication that they sometimes get information about the sexual fitness of the animal. So is it going to be a good mate that's going to have good offspring?
Fish like cod and haddock send out advertisement calls, but they also make distinct sounds while spawning. Roundtree captures these haddock breeding as boats buzz in the background. There is a point to all of this. Mapping out breeding grounds by the sound of fish spawning can give fishermen guidance on areas to avoid during mating season. That would give species threatened by overfishing the chance to make a comeback through repopulation. Managing fisheries this way can help the fishing industry in the long run, says Roundtree.
Most fishermen are actually very conscious of their impact on the ocean, and if they understand that fishing on a spawning aggregation is going to be, in the long run, detrimental to their fishery, then they may want to avoid that just as much as anybody else.
But it's going to take time before fish sounds can be used to manage fisheries. Roundtree is trying to identify as many fish by their calls as he can. His equipment picks up all sorts of thumps and grunts.
Oh, I wish you could have heard that. I just heard a fish fart.
There are also some fish sounds he can't identify.
Okay, we just heard a loud sound. I have no idea what that was.
Rodney Roundtree spends hours logging audio and comparing it to images of fish on an underwater sea camera. It's drudgery, but he says the thrill of discovering new fish calls keeps him tuned into the sea. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beenish Ahmed.